The nation's sixth largest city is in the midst of a bus driver's strike that is in its fifth day, and it's making the daily commute for thousands of riders in Phoenix a lot longer. Striking bus drivers are asking for a new contract from the company that operates many of the city's bus routes. And now the drivers say the company, TransDev, has suspended their medical insurance while the drivers are out on the picket lines. From Here Now, contributor KJZZ in Phoenix, Carrie Young reports.
You can find the bus driver's picket line at the city's South Transit garage on the southern end of Phoenix. And the energy here, among the several dozen people pacing the area, is high. Don Amadin is a member of Amalgamated Transit Union Local 1433, the union representing these drivers.
We never have a problem going back to work. We just need a good contract.
But so far, efforts to agree on a good contract with transit company TransDev have been fruitless. The strike is now in its fifth day. Michael Cornelius is one of the union officials involved in the negotiating process.
The members want to go back to work. The members want to go back to paying their bills. The members want to go back to feeding their children. But they will not do, not now, not tomorrow, not Friday, not ever, is roll over.
According to Cornelius, union members want several changes made to TransDev's best and final offer, like the ability to be paid by check instead of just direct deposit or a prepaid debit card system. Negotiators say they're also working to include a contract provision that states employees can't be terminated or disciplined without just cause. Union officials say some progress has been made, but contend the biggest sticking point is how to close a wage gap that currently puts newer employees on a lower pay scale. So, what does this strike mean for Phoenix area commuters?
It's impacting me personally greatly.
For Gabriel Saucedo, it means a commute to school and work that's three times longer than usual, because service here on Phoenix Route 70 has been reduced to a Saturday level.
I'm hoping that this whole strike comes to a conclusion and both sides could come on onto an agreement and hopefully let thousands of people that take daily rides on bus routes, you know, that they can get on their daily lives.
As for the thousands of college football fans that were in the Phoenix area Monday for the national championship game, city officials made sure bus service matched their initial plans to accommodate crowds leaving the stadium and weren't too worried as game time approached. But that doesn't mean they're just standing by. Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton has been working with the two parties in negotiations. He says the strike is a disappointment.
Stay at the table and don't leave until this thing is resolved. It's simply too important to Phoenix and the people of Phoenix that this thing gets settled in an amicable fashion.
In a statement, officials with transit company TransDev say the union was presented with a, quote, very good offer on the table that included a 3% annual wage increase. In an email with a company spokesman, they said they would continue to work through proposals and hope the strike ends soon. Another round of negotiations is set for today, but negotiators say they're doubtful that an agreement would be reached quickly. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Young in Phoenix.